The last stop before Crown Jewel. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, October 18th, 2021. And this update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
Tonight's Raw is in Sacramento, California, where two more wrestlers will punch their tickets to Saudi Arabia and Thursday's Crown Jewel show. Jinder Mahal and Xavier Woods will meet in a King of the Ring semifinal. Finn Balor awaits in the final at Crown Jewel after he beat Sami Zayn on last Friday's SmackDown. A Queen's Crown semifinal has Doudrop versus Shayna Baszler, with the winner heading to Crown Jewel to meet Zelina Vega in the final. Vega used a small package to pin Carmella on SmackDown thanks to an assist from Liv Morgan. Baszler helped Sonya Deville win a two-on-one match against Naomi on SmackDown. Also announced for tonight, Charlotte Flair is set to defend the Raw Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. Belair was on last Friday's SmackDown, where she helped Sasha Banks win a non-title match over SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch. The Raw Tag Champs Randy Orton and Riddle have a non-title match tonight against the Street Profits. The Profits lost a street fight to the SmackDown Tag Champs The Usos on last Friday's SmackDown. Also announced for tonight, WWE Champion Big E and Drew McIntyre versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Rhea Ripley tweeted on Sunday that her gear bag, which is also carrying her WWE Women's Tag Team Championship belt, is missing. Apparently misplaced after WWE's show in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Saturday.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
We are into the final week of New Japan's G1 Climax Tournament. Monday's matches in the A block will decide one half of the tournament final. Four men are still alive and tied at 12 points at the top of the A block standings: Kota Ibushi, Zack Sabre Jr., Kenta, and Shingo Takagi. But none of them control their own destiny. Ibushi and Kenta will meet in Monday's main event. If Ibushi beats Kenta and Sabre loses his match against Tangaloa, Ibushi wins the block. But if both Ibushi and Sabre win on Monday, Sabre wins the block. If both Ibushi and Sabre lose, Takagi can take the block if he beats Yujiro Takahashi. Kenta's path is the most complicated. He must beat Ibushi and also have Takagi lose, or he can get in if Takagi and Sabre both win. Simple, right? On Saturday night's New Japan Strong, Will Ospreay pinned Carl Fredericks with Hidden Blade. After the match, TJP was revealed as the newest member of the United Empire. New Japan announced that Buddy Matthews, the former Buddy Murphy in WWE, will be part of its Battle in the Valley show in San Jose on Saturday, November 13th. New AAA Tag Team Champions were crowned on Saturday night's AEW Dynamite. FTR, who entered under the masked guise of the Super Ranas, beat the Lucha Brothers, pinning Rey Fénix after hitting him in the head with one of the title belts.
AEW.
At least four matches are announced for tonight's AEW Dark Elevation, including Nyla Rose, Emi Sakura, and Diamante versus Red Velvet, Ryu Mizunami, and Kylan King. The bracket for the 8-man World Title Eliminator Tournament is now unveiled. Matches begin on next Friday's Rampage with Orange Cassidy versus Powerhouse Hobbs. The winner will advance to meet the winner of Jon Moxley versus Dark Order's 10. The other side of the bracket will have Bryan Danielson versus Dustin Rhodes and Eddie Kingston versus Lance Archer. Those two matches will happen on next Saturday's Dynamite. The bracket for the TBS Championship Tournament will be revealed on this Friday night's Rampage. On the special Saturday Night Dynamite over the weekend, the Young Bucks and Adam Cole beat Dark Order's John Silver, Alex Reynolds, and Evil Uno. Malakai Black beat Dante Martin. Martin had Leo Rush in his corner. Bryan Danielson submitted Bobby Fish. Penelope Ford submitted Kiera Hogan. And Jon Moxley plowed through Wheeler Yuta in less than a minute. Friday night's Rampage saw Scorpio Sky, Ethan Page, and former UFC heavyweight champion Junior Dos Santos beat the Inner Circle's Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, and TNT champion Sammy Guevara. Sky pinned Jericho after a distraction by Paige VanZant, set up Jericho to be hit by Jorge Masvidal's running knee strike. CM Punk beat Matt Sydal. Ruby Soho used a backslide to pin the Bunny, but after the match, Penelope Ford and the Bunny attacked Soho and knocked her out with a pair of brass knuckles. On the live buy-in on YouTube Friday night, Danielson pinned New Japan's Minoru Suzuki and Fish beat Lee Moriarty. It was officially announced late Friday night that Moriarty is now signed with AEW. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, October 18th. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.